Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, March the 8th. The grains closed mixed with May corn up 2.25 cents at 7.53, May wheat down 7.5 cents at 12.86 1/2, and May beans up 30.25 cents at 16.89 3/4. Really wild, volatile day here today. President Biden came out and said he was going to ban Russian oil and gas imports into the U.S. That sent the crude oil up approximately $10 a barrel. But then Putin came out and said that he was going to ban wheat exports. So Chicago wheat had almost a $2 range, $1.92 range out here today. Absolutely unprecedented. We were limit down, rallied about, you know, $1.70, $1.80, whatever it was. And then we broke it about 70 cents going into the close. Just absolutely wild out here. The crude oil closed up 4:30, but it was a good almost $6 off its highs. So, you know, between Putin and Biden, you know, there's no telling where this thing's going to go, frankly. This market still acts to me like a market that, you know, we see this kind of contract highs, this volatility, and we've certainly been more volatile than I've ever seen out here. So, you know, until, you know, things settle down in Russia, there was some talk that the Chinese president might step in and try to knock some sense into Putin. It's not good for China's economy to have this going on. So, you know, I don't know what they can do, but Putin seems hell-bent on certainly destroying Eastern Europe and then maybe more after that. Who knows? But until we get this thing straightened out, these markets are going to continue to be incredibly volatile. The Dow Jones had a 1,000-point range here, but roughly it was 500 lower, 500 higher. Right now it's 223 higher. The bonds are down almost 3 basis points. So the volatility continues and will do so until we get some kind of resolution in Ukraine one way or the other. So we'll have to see which of these rumors are true. We know the Biden rumor about cutting exports from Russia on their oil and gas is true. Now, there's plenty of talk that he's going to go to Argentina and Iran to try to get increased supplies. Now, I don't have a clue why he wants to go to those two countries. Obviously, they've got, you know, gas and oil that they can sell. But these are the countries that, you know, have really dumped on the U.S. in the past 30 years. And I just don't see that doing business, particularly with the Iranians, is a good idea. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.